And we quicken on Taylor Collins. The Torah that we're about to do is obviously very deep. We say what we don't know, and we'll understand that this is one of the unusual Torahs in the Torah where Ben Ezra touches on an item that's very much Kabbalah. In other words, the type of item that's discussed in the Kisvei Arizal, which when we'll be zeicha to see Rebbe Zal, let's say, hopefully he'll explain, he'll further clarify this item. When we'll be zeicha to understand more, we'll be able to understand this item more deeply. The fact of the matter is that every other term in the Gemara where it seems like we understand it better, Rav Nosson Zal uses the term that we know nothing about Rabbeinu Zal's limudim, so it means we're certainly in a similar type of category at best. So it doesn't hurt to have to take certain things at face value. There's a certain sentence that we say in the Zmirais on Shabbos, where we say about the Shabbos Kedesh, Pesim boi psioktana, the word lifsaya means to take a step. On Shabbos, we only take small steps, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to take a big step on Shabbos. Soyadim boi, we eat meals on Shabbos, seuda levorech sholesh pomim, in order to bless Hashem three times. In other words, we perform the mitzvah of Berkas Hamazon three times, besides the fact that we actually receive bracha through the three Sudas of Shabbos. We receive the bracha from the three Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and there's many other reasons given why we have the three meals on Shabbos. But this is the sentence that we say in the Zmirais on Shabbos, Pesim boi psiyotana, Soyadim boi levorech sholesh pomim. That's what it means, al pi pshat. Rabbeinu Zal is now going to present two tales, one very small and very, very deep, and one a little larger, a little easier to understand on our level, and we should be zeicha to learn them and understand them. Rabbeinu Zal says, Torah Pehei, Loshen Rabbeinu Zal. This is the exact wording that Rabbeinu Zal had written down for this Torah. Poisim v'psiyat kano, Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki metchilo Hamalchus hu etzel ze'eranpin bibechinas oishit psiolabar kemuva bezoyer hakodesh, and as is brought in the Kisvei Arizal. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, and this we can understand from Rav Nosson Zal's Sforim, because he quotes this item also, the fact that whenever Bnei Yisrael, Rachmona Litzlan, commits sins, we know that this causes the klipos to be misgaber. Now we know, just like in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Gemara says that when the Yidden were good, the Kruvim faced each other. There was a Yichud, they were facing each other. When the Yidden were not good, the Kruvim were back to back. The Kruvim were back to back. That's show that the Yidden weren't good. Kaviyochel, it's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that when Bnei Yisrael are not good, we know that Kaviyochel, in Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, there are two Yichudim. There's the Yichud of Yud-Kei, there's the Yichud of Vav-Kei. Yud-Kei are referred to as Train Rein, the Loimis Parshin, two friends which cannot be separated. It's impossible for any tumor or any item that Bnei Yisrael could do, Be'et Chas V'Shom, to cause a pirud between Yud-Kei. That cannot be done. They are called Train Rein, the Loimis Parshin, they are inseparable. Vav-Kei, which we call Ze'eranpin and Nukva de Ze'eranpin, Vav-Kei, it is possible to make a pirud, to make a separation. The way the Sifrei Kabbalah, and I remember, this is all a Shaber HaSoizen, this is all simply for us to be able to understand it. There's no physical terms conceivable whatsoever about heaven. This is the way it's described to us in a physical level. And when we get to Gan Eden, that's when we'll be zeichet to understand how this actually takes place. But this is the way it's explained in the Sifrei Kabbalah. This is the way we explain it, period. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, it's brought that when Bnei Yisrael, Rachmon al-Islam, commit sins, they cause a period between Vav and Kei. They cause Vav and Kei to be separated. That's problem number one. Problem number two, what happens is they cause the klipos to be misgaber. The klipos start riving up, trying to attack the Kedusha, trying to be yonek from the Kedusha. Trying to be yonek from what? From Vav and Kei, now that they've been separated. Now we know Vav refers to Zeranpin, Kei refers to the Malchus. And the Malchus generally is the item that's most susceptible to attack. It's the weakest, it's the closest item to the klipos. Therefore, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, what happens is, that these two, just like two people, lahavdil bein elef alfei havdolos, when two people get into a fight, what's the best way for them to be able to protect themselves? There are two ways. The most important part of the body is the front of the body. So if it's possible for the two, let's say, to lock each other in an embrace and be locked in that manner they're protecting the most important part of themselves, which is the whole front of the body, the face, the chest. The back is less significant, generally, less important. If a person has a gun, let's say, it's understood that you can shoot a guy in the back or in the front. Even there, the back generally will be less dangerous than the whole front part of the body. So that would be the best. What's second best, in a sense? If the two stand back to back to each other, where they lean against each other, let's say back to back, so that in this manner there's no way to be able to attack them from behind. Each one's behind is protected, each one's back is protected, and yet they're able to do the best job possible of defending themselves. Kaviyochel means it's as though we could say that in heaven there exists this concept, and this is called a yichud of ocher ba'ocher, back to back, whereby kaviyochel zeranpin and nukva de zeranpin at times stand back to back. This is also considered a yichud. This is not called pirud, but obviously this is a less high level and a less good yichud than the yichud of ponim beponim, when the two are facing each other. And that type of embrace, that's the closest yichud, that's the yichud from which the klipos can be einik least. But when Bnei Yisrael do pigamim, commit sins, chas v'shalom, which cause the two to be separated, and they can't be zeche to a yichud of ponim b'ponim, the next best yichud is the yichud of ochor b'ochor, whereby the terminology that's used is that the malchus is oishit psio labar, it extends a foot to the outside. In other words, you picture these two facing back to back, and a foot extended like kaviyochel for protection. In other words, to get a solid footing, to be able to protect itself against the klipos. Because ragleho yoredos moves, the main item that the klipos try to attack is the raglin kaviyochel. So this is a term that's used in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that the Malchus is Oishit Psio Labar, which again, I don't know exactly what this means. We're translating the words as they are, and we're trying to give as much background information as we can based on what's brought in our Sforim. Okay, now Rabbi Nizal says, Ki mitchilo. Mitchilo means in the beginning, when there's a state of pigam, then the malchus is to zeranpin in this category of eishit psiyah labar, which means there is this kind of yichud of ochor b'ochor. Sayadim boi, Rabbi Nizal says, what is sayadim boi? The word se'uda means meal. The word lis'oid also means to assist. Sa'ad means assistance. Rabbi Nizal says, Pirush kishonu roitzim lesakno ulegadlo, when we want to attempt to be mesakin and to elevate the malchus digdusho, bibechinas sa'ad ve'ezer kenegdoi, an assistant. Sa'ad is an assistant, another word for it is ezer kenegdoi, opposite the zeranpin, opposite the zochor kaviyochol, sheyehe ponim beponim, that the two should be zeche to become ponim beponim, ulevore, period. And we want to accomplish that. We want to give the malchus assistance to elevate it so that it should be zeche to get to this level of yichud with zeranpin, whereby it's ponim beponim, ulevorech sholosh po'omim, pirush. We have to try to shine into the malchus a he'ora from netzach, hoid, and yesoid of zeranpin. Note that zeranpin itself is generally split out into two parts, as we explained on Shabbos, the upper three and the lower four. Chesed, Gvur, Teferes are referred to as one unit. Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, and Malchus are referred to as a second unit. The ones which are closest to the Malchus are the trio of Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, whose mission it is to shine into the Malchus. The Arizal says we see this merumas in the words Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, because the Roshei Tevois of Netzach Hoyd Yisoid are Begematria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the Malchus, showing that it's this trio which is closest to and which are responsible for the Malchus. They're the ones who are responsible for Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So now Rabbein Azal says, when we want to shine into the Malchus, the He'orah of Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, which is this concept of Shoish Pomim, three spheroids, we want to shine the light of three spheroids into the Malchus. Kimishom Iker Binyona, because the Iker Binyona, the Malchus, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, begins from Lamato Min Hachoze. This is the wording that's used in the Kispi Arizal. It begins from beneath the chest, Kaviyachol. The chest is Chesed Gvura Tiferes, the right hand, the left hand, and the chest. Below the chest, Lamato Min Achoze, that's where you have the right leg, the left leg, the Yisoid. That's the main place where the Tikkun of the Malchus takes place. Lamato Min Achoze. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Kimishom Iker Binyon, or the main Binyon of the Malchus is Bedavko in Netzach Hoyd Yisoid. This is why Nun Heyud is Begimatri Alf Dalad Nun Yud. Rabbeinu Zal says, you know how you do it? Tzidkosom Tatzir Pirish. How are you mamshich bracha, the power of bracha, into Netzach and Hoyd and Yisoid of Zeranpin, for them to be able to do what they have to fix up the Malchus? The way to do it is by Netzach, Hoyd and Yisoid receiving Moichin. Netzach, Hoyd and Yisoid must receive Moichin. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'hamoichin heim arba." The moichin are referred to as four many times: Chachma, Bina, Chesed, and Gvura. Chachma, Bina, Chesed, and Gvura. Chesed comes from Chachma. Gvura comes from Bina. V'heim meluboshim benetzach hoyd yisoid de Bina. The Chachma, Bina, Chesed, and Gvura on islabesh in Netzach Hoyd and Yisoid of Bina, period. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'ze bechinas ke'oyer shivas hayomim." We say, "Soyadim boy levorach shalosh pomim, tzidkosom tatzir ke'oyer shivas hayomim." Their righteousness will shine forth. Tzoyar means to shine forth like the light of the Shivya Mebereshis. In other words, on Shabbos Kodesh, we take small steps. Why? Because what does a big step do? It's noitel echot mechamesh meyos mimoy reinav shel adam. It subtracts light. It subtracts eyesight. So we say that we take small steps. This concept of oishit psio labar, the Malchus extends a short step outside. Soyadim boy, levorech sholesh pomim, and on Shabbos Kodesh we have these three meals of Shabbos, which correspond in a sense to Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, which are the Iker Tikkun for the Malchus. Because don't forget, Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. Shabbos itself is the Malchus. How are we misakin the Malchus? Through the three meals of Shabbos. The three meals of Shabbos correspond here to Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, whose mission it is to be Mesakin HaMalchus. How do they go about it? They must receive from the Moichin. What are the Moichin here? Chochma Bino Chesed and Gvura, which are Nislabesh in the Netzach Hoyd Yisoid. And that's why the Pasuk says, Tzidkosom Tatzir, their righteousness shines forth like the light of the Shivya Mebereshis. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ko'er Shiva Sayonim, Sheheim Soid Shin Shel Gimel Roshim, Veshin Shel Dalet Roshim. Because what we have just explained here is the Soid of the Shin Shel Gimel Roshim and the Shin Shel Dalet Roshim. Because note what we said here. You have the Malchus. The Malchus draws from Netzach Hoyd Yisoid. That's three. That's a Shin Shel Gimel Roshim. The Netzach Hoyd Yisoid must receive a He'ora from four. Chochma Bina, Chesed and Gvura. Within this combination of this four and three, this is what's mashpia into the Malchus. This is the side of the 7 days of the week, in a sense, which Shabbos is the Shlemus of, the Malchus is the Shlemus of. This is how we're misaking the Malchus Tikdusha. Period. Oh, no. Go ahead.
No, just Right, well, we went in there, the Netzach HaYisoid.
Right.
And Misham Iker Binyano.
Right.
From there, where is from there?
From Netzach HaYisoid. The Iker Binyan of the Malchus can only take place from Netzach HaYisoid, which means Min Achoz
Elamato. Right, meaning when we want to shine it up, we want to
exactly. From Netzach HaYisoid, where its Iker Binyan is, where the Iker Binyan of Malchus is, Daiko. And the question is, how can Netzach HaYisoid do any shining? Are they powerful enough? The answer is no. They must receive from the Dalid Meichin, which are referred to as Chochma Bino, and here not Das, but Das is the combination of Chesed Gvura, yeah. So in a sense, that's Dalid Meichin.
And Tzitkasim Tatsi here, what's the Tzitkasim?
Oh, Rabbi Nizal doesn't explain, period. We know that Tzedek Bechlal is Malchus HaKadisha. Could be, again, this is referring to Tzidkosam Tatsir, in order to shine into the Tzedek, the Malchus HaKadisha, it's Ko'er Shivas Hayomim. You have to have the Shin Shel Gimel Roshin, the Shin Shel Dalet Roshin, the combination of the four and the three, but again, Rabbi Nizal does not. It seems logical that that's what it is, but there's no, you know, period. We leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just understand this, the whole thing with the why is if Israel does in their Chashal and there's a period,
it causes a period. That's number one.
And what number I understand
is
where
causes is Klipos to be Mizgaber.
Okay, but I understand where how can it be Yichud if there's a period?
Okay, the answer is that there's period and there's period. There are times when Bnei Israel commits such sins, chas v'shalom, where it causes pirud, where the two are completely separated, chas v'shalom. Zeranpin and ukvah zeranpin. But there are times when it causes pirud to the extent where the yichud of ponim b'ponim is not permitted. Why? Because there were sins. However, it's not enough pirud to prevent the yichud of ochar b'ochar. You understand? Mm-hmm. So the word period is relative.
Oh, okay.
There's period where there's separated kavi yochel, chas v'shalom. Mm-hmm. There's period where there's lacking in ponim b'ponim, but ochor b'ochor is still there. And this is the side that's discussed many, many times in the Kuti Halachos about Rosh Hashanah, that one of the main inyanim of Rosh Hashanah is kavi yochel at that point in time. It's a time of din, when zeranpin and nukvah zeranpin are ochor b'ochor, and Rosh Hashanah is a time when Hashem places a sleep on the world, in a sense, because Kaviyochol, before Hashem was able to separate the rib from Adam HaRishon, to separate Chavo from Adam HaRishon, he had to put Adam to sleep. Adam had to fall asleep. He fell into a tardema, and then Hashem took out the rib, Vayizgor Bosar Tachteno. Kaviyochol, it's brought, the Arizal says that the word Rosh Hashanah is Miloshin Shena, Kaviyochol. Every single Rosh Hashanah, Kaviyochel, Hashem places a sleep on the world, Kaviyochel, in order to be able, Lenaser, Lenaser means to slice, Kaviyochel, to sever the Yichud of Ochor Be'ochor, which Zeranpin and Nukud Zeranpin are in, and in order to allow for them to turn around, Kaviyochel, and face each other upon and upon. Okay, that's the terminology that's used.
What is the eyesight? So taking big steps, subtracts the eyesight, and the three meals fix it. What does the eyesight represent?
In other words, we're talking here about light. I just mentioned that. You see how the pshat in this item is also associated with this side that we're talking about. Al pi pshat here, we say, what's the reason for taking small steps on Shabbos? Because it subtracts from the light. Rabbein Azal, this Torah is showing how we draw light to be masak in the Malchus. We draw it from the Ur Shiva Sayamim, right? Mm. Period. And that was connected to the concept of placing by Psyoktana, that when they are Ochar Ba'ochar, the Malchus can only take the slightest step away from the Zerampen itself for fear of Chas V'Shalom there being any separation whereby the Klipos could get in between Chas V'Shalom. This is all related to this.
So you're saying that by taking big steps in Shabbos, it subtracts from the Malchus.
Exactly.
Whereas taking small steps, here we see the three. By taking small steps, it
allows Netzach HaYisoy to shine into the Malchus who receive their Heora from Chachma Bina Chesed Gvura. Period.
Listen,
yeah.
So Benazel said that he's Netzach. How does that relate to the relationship to Marx in the context that you're talking about?
The answer is that Netzach, among the seven lower spheres, Netzach is the center, the focal point. It's the fourth one, which is right in the middle. That's the one which is Meir, both sides, which covers, it's the Kailel in a sense, of the whole Zeran.
What do you mean by Kailel?
The one that encompasses all of them. Okay, so much for this. Now we'll continue on a Torah that's a little bit easier to understand, Al Pi Pshat. Baruch Hashem. Torah Pei Vav. Rabbi Nizal again discusses this item. Placed in by Psiak Tano, Sayad in by Lavora Shalish Bomim. Rabbi Nizal says, Hine Yodua, it is known, Ki Bimei Hachoil Hu Shlitas Hachitzainim. That during the weekdays, that's a time when the Klipois Kaviyochel are given a Shlita, a rulership. The Erev Shabbos Kodesh Bein Hashmoshes, and on Erev Shabbos, right when it starts getting close to Shabbos, Ein Lohem Shlita Klau. The Klipois lose their Shlita completely, they lose their rulership completely. Kamoshekosu B'Zayar HaKodesh, as the wording is used in the Zayar HaKodesh, Kad Iskadesh Yoimo, as soon as the day starts becoming Kodesh, meaning as soon as we start entering Shabbos, Kedain Yispordu Kol Poyaleoven. Then all the Poyaleoven, all the evildoers, referring to the Klipois, become separated, meaning become severed from the Kedusha. Their ties from the Kedusha become severed. They no longer can draw from the Kedusha. Rabbi Nizal says, Ve'ikar shlita shelohen bimei hachoyel. Oh, and the main shlita of the Klipois is during the week. Ve'ikar shlita shelohen bimei hachoyel. The main rulership of the Klipois during the weekdays, who bebechinas raglin, is only in the feet of the person. We mentioned many, many times that kaviyachol, there is this concept of odomo elyoin. The Klipois, the tumo, are referred to a power that's on bottom. They try to draw from the Kedusha. Obviously, their main place of drawing is from the feet, period. So Rabbi Nizal says their main place of drawing is from the feet, meaning, She'ein menichin lo'odom leilech bedarki Hashem yisporach. They don't allow the person to go on the derech Hashem, meaning, in a sense, in a physical form, they lock the person's feet, they attack the person's feet, they prevent them from going on the derech of Hashem, with his feet, specifically. Rabbi Nizal says, the Issa b'Gemara, it's brought in the Gemara Brachas, Hani Birki the Rabbonon, the Shilhi Minayhu, the knees of the Rabbonon. Whenever the knees of the Rabbonon tremble, sort of, it's from the Shadim. In other words, the Gemara says over there that there are many, many Shadim that surround every single person, and the Gemara says whenever the Chachamim's feet, the knees, start knocking against each other, in other words, they start getting a nervousness, a tremble, you should know that that's caused by the Shadim. So we see again, where does the Tumah reside? It attacks the feet, specifically. This is the whole side why the Gemara says that the most important article of clothing that a person is mechuyev to wear is shoes. This is why an Ovel Bedafka, Ovel who is Bechinas Tumah, Din, Mace, Sitra de Maisa, what is he mechuyev to do? Mechuyev to remove the shoes. Tisha B'Av, we're mechuyev to remove the shoes. Again, this whole concept, because that's the ikar place of the Klipois, and an Ovel is one who doesn't have enough koyach to be permitted to defend himself at that time. He has to give in a little, submit a little, by showing that he's taking off his shoes. And this is why it's so dangerous, chas v'shalom, for a person to walk around the house without shoes or without slippers, because the ground is the ikar place of tumah.
I'm just going to ask why, because there are a few places, eager places in the Torah that Hashem told somebody, or the Malach told somebody to take the shoes off.
Right.
With Yehoshua, and another with Moshe Rabbeinu with the snip.
Right.
I was wondering what, why there, that's an eager Kodesh place.
Right? The answer is, because this works both, we wear shoes to protect us from Klipois, to protect us from Klipois. He was going to a Mokom Kodesh, it would have been an insult, Kaviyachol, for him to be wearing shoes there. He's saying that Chas V'Shalom, there's Tuma there. Hashem said that after over here you take off your shoes to show that over here, Yisporedu Kol Pei Aleoven, the Klipois cannot come here whatsoever. So that's what it is. That's why a Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash didn't wear it, all because that was a Mokom HaKidusha. In other words, all the ground, the default is that it's cursed. The ground was cursed from the time that Adam originated from the Eitz Hadas. The ground was given a curse, Chas V'Shalom. The 39 klolos, 10 to Adam, 10 to Chava, 10 to the Nochosh, 9 to the Adama. However, in those places of Kedusha where the Shechina appeared at certain times, the command was given, Shani Alech Me'ar Glecha. The Kohen who has the Shechina resting on him at that time, he must be bedafka without shoes. The Ovel, who has the opposite of the Shechina, Chas V'Shalom, he's in a state of Tumas Meis, he bedafka went to the cemetery and everything. He shows this also, the taking off of the shoes, again, in a sense, showing a recognition of the fact that now he's in this state of tumult. The whole ground, period.
Didn't the term Noah, though, wasn't the curse taken off the ground? It says, when we named Noah from Nimlich, I think we named Noah, it said, we are the famous time of the Adamash.
Zayn Achameno, Mima Seno, Meitz von Yabeno. Could be, I really don't know. Could be, you can check it. Okay, so in any case, we see that the main place that the klipos attack is the legs. Ubishabis kodesh chayzrim lohem koyach ha'halicha. And on Shabbos kaviyochol, the power of walking of the person is restored. He's enabled to walk without any opposition from the tumah. Kamesh yekosev, as the pasuk says, im toshiv misheves raglecha. Im toshiv mishabos raglecha. On Shabbos, your feet are restored. Toshiv means to be restored. Hainu kemoish omarnu, as we said, shebishabbos kodesh yochel leilech bedarkei Hashem yisborach, that on Shabbos specifically, that's the ikar time when a person feels freer to walk in the darkei Hashem. And note, the Gemara says specifically that one of the Amoraim once saw his friends running to shul on Shabbos, and he thought that they were doing something wrong. So he asked them, and they told him that when it comes to running to shul, even on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to run. He said, when he heard that, he used to run on Shabbos. Note that Shabbos is an union of running. Shabbos, you're freer to run for the sake of Avodas Hashem. The klipos are removed. Shabbos is a time v'chol dinin misabrin mino. All din is removed. A person feels it easier to draw himself closer to Hashem on Shabbos than on any time during the week. Rabbi Nizal says, ach, however, lemoshel timoik kishemas chilelech, a small noty coincidence. We just mentioned this on Shabbos. When a baby learns how to walk in the beginning, adayin sorich sa'ad letaimchai, the baby requires assistance to be able to keep him up, to be able to hold him up. The two parents stand on either side, they hold up, each one holds a hand, to give the baby support to help him be able to walk initially. And even with that support, the baby can't walk quick. It has to take very slow steps. Rak psiyos ktanos. The baby can only take small steps. And you have to strengthen him. You have to give the baby a chizuk to be able to walk. Kach so too, Rabbi Nezal says, kishodo maschil b'Shabbos leilich b'darkei Hashem yisborach, when a person on Shabbos begins to be able to walk in the derech of Hashem. Why? Because the restraints were removed. The klipos, which normally latch onto the legs, were removed. Tzorich oid sa'ad l'taymchai. The person needs a support to assist him in being able to walk properly. V'hasad hazeh, what is the support of the person to help him be able to walk on Shabbos? Hu bechinas emes. Emes is this crutch which supports the person. Rabbi Nizal says, hu bechinas emes hazeh, hu bechinas regel hashlishi. Emes is the concept of a third leg. We said the person has the two legs, he needs a third leg, sort of, to give him real support. Emes is the concept of a third leg. Kedeisa v'gemara, as is brought in the Gemara in Shabbos, kushto ko'i. Emes stands up, the truth stands up, falsehoods, lies, crumble very easily. Kushto is emes, the Aramaic word for emes. And the Gemara says, how do we see this? Because the Gemara says, you look at the word sheker, each letter in the word sheker has only one leg, one base. The shin has one base, the kuf has one leg only, the resh has one leg only. In emes, each letter in emes has 2 feet to stand on. The aleph has 2 parts that touch the ground, that touch the bottom. The mem has 2 legs. The tuf has 2 legs that touch, in other words, the line under them. So we see that emes is an union of something that stands up, that assists to be able to stand up properly. Rabbi Nezal says, v'shabbos hu bechinas emes. And we know that Shabbos is the concept of emes. Kidiso, as is brought in the Mishnayos in Demai, the Mishnah says, afilu am horetz yorei l'shaker b'shabbos, that even an amoretz, you're allowed to eat certain food by an amoretz that you wouldn't eat during the week if he tells you that it's meiser, because we know that even an amoretz is afraid to lie on Shabbos because of the moira of Shabbos. But note, if Amoretz is afraid to lie, it means that Shabbos is a bechina of emes. Rabbi Nazal says, "Ukishemeda begesatzmoi b'midazu hu sad l'taimchay." When a person attaches himself to emes, that is a support to be able to assist him to walk. Ubechinas regel hashlishi, and this is a concept of a third leg that he uses to be able to walk on. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ach adayin tzrichen levorech es hasholish regolim hanal, hasholish raglayim kanal." The person still needs to be able to draw a bracha, to be able to be mamshich a bracha into these three legs, velitein koyach bohem kidei shiyuchlu leilachetiv, and inject power into them. They should be able to walk well. Vehu al yedei tzdoko shoyse b'shabbos. What is the energy that helps these three legs walk properly on Shabbos? The energy comes from the tzedakah of Shabbos. Hainu shenoy sein la'odam al Shabbos. If a person gives a person money for Shabbos, for food, to buy himself food or clothing for Shabbos, oy, or especially, shema'ach sein oni al shulchanoy, a person takes in a guest to his table for Shabbos, that's what gives power into these three legs, the two regular legs, plus the emes of Shabbos, which is like a third leg, to be able to assist the person leilech bedarkei Hashem. How? Rabbi Nizal says, ki yeh shnei minei tzedakah. There are two types of tzedakah. There is the tzedakah that a person does during the weekdays, utzedakah shel isin b'Shabbos, and there's the tzedakah that a person does on Shabbos. Utzedakah hu b'chinois shemesh. Tzedakah, we know the Gemara says, is compared to the sun. K'mo shekosav, as the pasuk says, navi shemesh tzedakah. That tzedakah shines forth like the sun. The tzedakah that a person gives during the weekdays, that corresponds to the light of the sun as we see it now. The mitzvah tzedakah that a person does on Shabbos, shehu me'ein olam habo. Shabbos is referred to as me'ein olam habo. That tzedakah corresponds to the light of the sun as it's going to be losid lovoi, shehu ka'oyer shivas hayomim, which is going to be as bright as it was during these shiva yomei bereshis. The shemesh shehu bechinas tzedakah hu noisein koyach lebechinas raglim, and we know for a fact that the sun, which we just proved is the concept of tzedakah, because we quoted a pasuk shemesh tzedakah, we know that the sun has the power to heal the legs. Where do we see it from? Shenemar, because there's a pasuk which says, tzedek lefonov yehalech. Tzedek lefonov yehalech. Tzedek walks before you. It leads the way before you. Note the word yehalech. Hainu shetzedakah oyselo yehalicha. Tzedakah prepares a path for the person to be able to go on. Here Rabbeinu Zal says, shetzedakah oyselo yehalicha, tzedek gives the person the power to be able to walk. V'gam ne'mar, and as we find by Yaakov Avinu, when the Malach heard him on his legs, the Pusik says, v'yizrach loy hashemesh, the sun shone for him, and he was cured, he was able to walk, So we see that the sun is what helps the legs. The sun here being the mitzvah tzedakah, that's what assists the legs. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKadosh says over there, Vayizrach loy Hashemesh loy litzorchoy. The sun shone specifically for the needs of Yaakov Avinu, meaning l'raf oisoy mitzalosoy, to cure him from his limping, Nimtza, we see, Bozeh she'oise tzedakah b'Shabbos, that with this, that a person is zeicheh to perform the mitzvah tzedakah on Shabbos, shehu bechinas oir hashemesh ko'or shivas hayomim, that's the concept of the light of the sun as it was during the seven original days of Bereshis, hu hanoisein koyach lebechinas sholosh raglin hanal. That's what gives koyach, what gives energy to the three legs that we discussed before, the two legs of the person plus the third leg, which is the emes of Shabbos. That's what gives koyach into these three legs, in a sense. V'zehu pirush, this is what we say in the Zmirois on Shabbos, poisim boi psiok tano, that on Shabbos we take small steps. meaning Hainu Shebe Shabbos Pleiseya Adayin Psiak Tanakanal. On Shabbos, we still, although we admit that on Shabbos, that's the first opportunity we're being given to walk, because during the week it's really very hard to walk because the person has tuma attached to his legs. But still, because it's the first walking, you can't take big steps. If you take big steps, you fall. You still have to take small steps. Sayadim boy, and we give assistance to it. But remember, the word sayadim means seuda meal. The word sa'ad means to support, to lend support. Sayadim boy, we lend support. Hainu al yedei bechinas Shabbos. Shehu bechinas emes kanal. Through Shabbos, which is the concept of emes, who oiseh la'atzmoi sa'ad, the person makes for himself a crutch, v'regel shlishi, in a sense, a third leg, levorech sholosh po'amim, hainu sholosh raglayim hanal. The person is still required, though, levorech, to draw bracha into sholosh po'amim, into these three times, v'litein koyach bohem sheyuchu leilech koroi, and in order to be able to give them power, to be able to walk smoothly, properly, how is it? It's by giving the type of tzedakah which will shine as brightly as the 7 days of Bereshis. Hainu, sheyitein tzedakah b'Shabbos kanal, by giving tzedakah on Shabbos, shehi b'chinas shemesh o'asid l'eschadesh kor shivas hayamim kanal, that's what will help you shine light into these three conceptual legs to be able to give the person the opportunity to walk on Shabbos, to go in the derech of Hashem, on Shabbos specifically. And you see here, Rabbi Nizal is giving clear advice to a person how much respect to give to the mitzvah tzedakah for Shabbos. If a person, even especially when you're in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, for example, Yerushalayim, you see an oni during the week, to give him tzedakah is spectacular. Right as you're getting close to Shabbos, when you see this oni goes around, he says he's collecting money for Shabbos, that alone should put a person in a different frame of mind. The privilege of being zeicha to give a person money for tzorchei Shabbos, that's a different kind of tzedakah completely. It's a different category completely. Especially if a person is zeicha to be machnes orchim on Shabbos, to take a guest in, to give a person tzorchei Shabbos within his own home, ashrei to that person who's zeicha to do it, and who's zeicha to appreciate it. Not that he should feel that the guest is obligated to him, the guest should feel that he's obligated to the host, but the person should feel that he's extremely obligated to the guest, that the guest gives him this zechia, this spectacular zechia, of helping him in this manner, that's what helps the person begin his halicha in avodas Hashem. We explain that there's the two legs, which when starting out to walk, it's very difficult. It requires support. The support is emes. Emes, we know, is referred to as legs. We mentioned the Gemara in Shabbos. Plus, we know that emes kushto koi, it stands up. That acts as the third leg. A table with two legs is very easy, not that well supported. Three legs, that's when you first see a decent kiyum. You can arrange the three legs in a triangular manner whereby the table can stand pretty well. How do you do it? Specifically through, in other words, so you have three legs. With the emes of Shabbos, you have three legs. Now you want to draw koyach, you want to draw bracha into those three legs. The way to do it is through the mitzvah of tzedakah on Shabbos. Either by giving a person money to buy tzorchei Shabbos, or especially by being zeicha to take in an ayreach on Shabbos. Rabbi Hashem should bless us. But the Zohar Kodesh uses the lashon that one whom Hashem loves, he sends him an oni hogon as a present. However, we should be zeicha to have tables. Everybody who's lacking a table should be zeicha to have a table. We should be zeicha to be machnes erchem every Shabbos, every yontif, to perform this mitzvah properly and to appreciate the value of the mitzvah. To be zeicha to draw all the benefits that Rabbi Nizal refers to in this Torah. Baruch Hashem. Let's go for another one. Let's try another Torah. Torah Pei Zayin. Rabbi Nizal bases this Torah on the pasuk Titein Emes Liakliv Chesed LaAvraham. Rabbi Nizal says, Ho inyan hu ki anu royim bechush, we see in the nature that taketh kishodam roitza leilech bederech hayosher, that as soon as a person wants to start going on the righteous path, misayrin olav dinim. Right away there's a hisgabrus of dinim against him. Suddenly either he loses his wealth or he goes through yisurim. There's always some type of yisurim. Note, we were just talking about this today. When a person wants to start coming close to Hashem, that's when the dinim are misgabra against him. Haaretz is asleep. Remember we were just talking about that before. Vahasvoro hulahepech. Rabbi Nizal says that logically it should be just the opposite. In other words, that once a person is showing that he's making an effort to come close to Hashem, that's when Hashem should first start showing him chesed. Ach, Rabbi Nizal says, however, we're going to explain to you why it works this way. Ki yesh shnei minei yira. There are two types of yira. Yiras ha'inish v'yiras ha'raymimus. Rabbi Nizal says, yiras ha'inish nikro tzedek. V'yiras ha'raymimus nikro emuna. Yiras ha'inish, simple fear of punishment from Hashem, that's referred to as tzedek. Tzedek is Malchuso Kadisha, which is Din, Dino de Malchuso Dino, which is Yira. The next mission in Perkei Avos that we're after, after the mission we did yesterday, is Ilmole Moiro'o, two missions away, Ilmole Moiro'o Shel Malchus, Yira is Malchus. So Tzedek is Malchus, Yira is Malchus, and Rabbi Nizal says Yiras Sa'inish, that's Tzedek. Yiras Haraimamus, that's called Emuna. Emuna is also an Indian of Malchus Din, an Indian of Din. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki machmas shehu mamin be'emuna shleimo, she'ashem yisborach hu rav v'shalit, ikro v'sharosh edechol almin. It's because a person believes with 100% faith that Hashem is the master and the ruler and the sheirish, the root of all the ilamais, who yorei mimeno. That's why he's afraid of him. That's called yiras haremimus. It's a yira that comes out of recognition. In other words, a person is zechet is such a pure faith in Hashem, in the awesomeness of Hashem, that it's not so much the fear of getting hit, it's the fear, the awe of Hashem, that puts a fear into him. The awe of the greatness of Hashem, which could only come through a spectacular kind of emuna. This is why Rabbi Nizal refers to yiras haremimus as emuna. Yiras ha'inish he calls tzedek, yiras ha'raymimus Rabbi Nizal calls emuna. V'yadua, Rabbi Nizal says, and it is known, v'yadua hu, it is known, ki efshir lovoy le'emuna, rak al yedei yiras ha'inish, that it's impossible for a person to be zeichet to emuna unless he first has yiras ha'inish. Why? Ki machmas shehu yorei meha'inish, because the person is afraid of getting punished. Ma'amin, he believes, Shehashem Yisborach Hu Takif, that Hashem is strong, Ubal HaYecheles, and one who is capable of carrying out whatever he wants to, Ubal HaKoyches Kulam, and capable of all-powerful. Hashem is capable of doing anything. Umizebo Le'emuna Yoyser Gedela. And it's this Yiras Ha'inish which leads the person to an emuna. In other words, a person conjures up a thought in his mind of one who's capable of giving him patch, and the thought that this one could give me patch, that means he's great, and he can give me so much patch, and such big patch, that's what makes him make Kaviyoch Hashem bigger in his own mind. Nimtza, Rabbi Nizal says, what do we see from here? That takeif kisheroitza leilech bederech hayosher, that as soon as a person resolves in his mind that he wants to go on the Derech HaYosher, Tzorech li yisloi yira hanikro tzedek. He must start off with a basic yira sainish, which is called tzedek, ubetzedek ksiv, and about tzedek it is written, v'hu yishbait tevel betzedek. That tzedek is an union of mishpat, judgment, din, bezdin, court. Lefikach misayrin olav hadinin. Therefore, when a person wants to start coming close to Hashem, the first thing he sees is din, because Rabbi Nizal is saying here that in a sense, in other words, what the person needs at that time, in other words, a person wants to come close to Hashem, what's the first ingredient he needs? Reishis chachma, yiras Hashem. He needs yira. How does he draw the yira upon himself? Hashem, with his infinite kindness, makes this siba, this circumstance, whereby the person receives din, whether it be he gets sick, or he loses his money, or he's given opposition by his wife, or his parents, whatever it is, And in that din that comes upon the person, that din is a package of yira, in a sense. Yira is another word for din. The word yira is begematria gvura. That's how the yira comes upon the person. The initial yira that he needs to come close to Hashem comes upon him wrapped up in this package of yisurim or dinim
like
that are coming upon him. Exactly. In other words, this is the excuse, this is the means that Hashem uses to be able to be mashpia yira to the person. Rabbeinu Zal says, ach, however, kishebo el ha'emes, when the person comes to the emes, hainu el ha'yira hanikro emuna, to the second level of yira, which we said before was called emuna, and we know that emes ve'emuna chayk v'lo yavar, those two are synonymous, emes and emuna, oz kol hadinin nimtokim b'sharoshim. Then all of these dinim become sweetened in their origin. What is the origin of din?
Bina.
Bina, dinin misar mina. And therefore it pays to know that in Kabbalah, these two items, Yira Sohenesh and Yira Saroimus, are referred to as the lower Shechina, Malchus, and Bina. Yira Saroimus corresponds to Bina, just like the two Shechinas, Rochel and Leah. Rochel is Malchus. Rochel corresponds to Yira Sohenesh. Leo is Bino, Alma de Iskasio, that's Yira Sohenesh. That's where the Ikaram Toka Sadinin takes place, over there.
What's Yusaronis?
Excuse me?
What is Yusaronis?
Fear of
no,
the.
What is that correspond to?
The upper Shechina. Yira Sohenesh is the lower Shechina, which is Malchus. Yira Sohenesh is the upper Shechina, which is Leo, which is Bino. Which is the first hay of Hashem. Vatelachno shtehen yachtov. The two hays are the two shechinas, Bina and Malchus. Note, by the way, Rabbein Zal's name, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha, is begematria Bina plus Malchus, showing Kaviyochel that he's kolel both shechinas, both Yiras Ha'inish and Yiras Ha'imimus. Rabbein Zal says, Vezehu titein emes. Now listen to this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Titein emes li Yaakov, haynu lehayira." Give emes to Yaakov. Rabbi Nezal says, "Yaakov is yira, ki Yaakov hu yira miloshein ekev anovo yiras Hashem." Yiras Hashem is called the ekev. That's the bottom of the foot. Ekev is Yaakov. So we see that Yaakov Avinu is a concept of Yira. The pasuk says that the heel of Anova, in other words, compared to Anova, Yira is like the bottom of the foot. So we see in any case that Yira is referred to as the Ekev, the bottom of the foot, which is the Bechina of Yaakov Avinu. So Titein Emes li Yaakov. When a person is zeche to shine Emes into Yaakov, Oz bevadai chesed li Avrohom. Ki Avraham nikromi shebo ledabek esatzmo Hashem Yisborach. The word Avraham symbolizes a person who wants to come close to Hashem. Miloshoin ovoi rom. I want to come, I will come to the one who is very great. Rom, yiras haroimimus. Rom, one who is great, exalted. Rabbeinu Zal says, this is also the clarification for a statement that's brought in the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says that there's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, V'hoyo tzedek ezer mosnov, ve'emuno ezer chalotzov. That tzedek will be wrapped around the person's mosnov. Mosnayim is?
Loins.
Ve'emuno ezer chalotzov. And Amunah will be wrapped around. Also, Chalotzav is another lashon for loins. The Zohar Kodesh asks, "Hainu tzedek v'hainu Amunah." What's the difference between tzedek and Amunah? Both seem to be the same thing. Ella, the Zohar Kodesh answers, "Ad lo ischabris emes bahado." Until emes attaches itself to it, ikri tzedek. It's still called tzedek. Kivon de ischaber emes bahado, when emes attaches itself to tzedek, ikri emuna. That's when tzedek rises to the level of emuna. V'chol tivu, v'chol nohera, shar yebo. And every type of good and every type of light rests in it. Listen for a second to review. Rabbeinu Zal said a person starting out to come close to Hashem sees that dinim come upon him. Why? Rabbeinu Zal said because basically there are two types of yiras. is Yiras Ha'inish, Yiras Ha'rimus. When a person first wants to start coming close to Hashem, he must have Yiras Ha'inish. How does Hashem see to it to draw this initial Yira upon him? By placing Givurais on the person, Dinim, in whatever form they come, Givurais Begematria Yira, this Din that comes upon him, in it is Nislabesh, a Yiras Ha'inish. That's how he starts out. That's the introduction into Kedusha. He goes with that for a period until he's zeicha to get to the emes, until he's zeicha to become solid in his learning, in his davening, in his kesha with his Rebbe. That's when we say that this guy has come to the emes. He's come to the conclusion, he realizes that there is a Hashem, he develops 100% emuna in Hashem, solid recognition. He realizes completely that there is Hashem who is Kol Yochel, is capable of doing everything, and that's a combination of emes and emuna. It's an awareness of the truth, and an all-encompassing emuna in Hashem, which brings him to the madrega of Yiras Ha'raimimus. An awareness, an awe of Hashem, that the Yira is no longer fear of Pech, Bedavka, it's more an awe that Hashem is so great, he made all of this, every single brick over there, every single tzitzi fly, every single human being, with all from Hashem. That's the awareness that a person comes to. So Rabbi Nizal says, this is what it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Voyot tzedek tzedek ezer mosna v'emuna ezer chalotzov haynu tzedek haynamuna. Both tzedek we always refer to as the malchus, and emuna many times we refer to as the malchus, the shechina. The Zohar HaKadosh says that until emes comes into the picture, it's the shechina is still called tzedek. When you attach emes in, that's when it becomes emuna. This person who wants to come close to Hashem, he's an aver of the Shechina. He's a part of the Shechina. Until he has when he's first starting to come close to Hashem and he receives his initial Yiras Ha'inish, he achieves the level of Tzedek. Tzedek is Din. Vehu Yishpoi Tevel B'Tzedek. It's Din, it's Yiras Ha'inish. As he comes closer and closer to the Emes, and to real Emuna, that's when we give him the title Emuna. In other words, that's what Emuna is, Kadis Chaber Boemes. When Tzedek, when this person who's in the state of Tzedek becomes Emes, becomes solidly attached to his Frumkeit, where he really recognizes the truth, that's when it becomes Emuna.
What's most of them? What's Chalatzov?
Both mean loins.
So what's the little thing from the pasuk that you're trying to show?
The wording in the pasuk in Tehillim is that that he will have righteousness around his loins and faith around his loins. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks, in other words, these two, it seems to be repetitious. What are we saying here? The Zohar HaKadosh says Tzedek is Malchus, and Tzedek is Shechina, and Emuna is Shechina. But Tzedek is without Emes, Emuna is with Emes. Rabbi Nizal took that item and incorporated it to his explanation here about Titein Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov refers to Yiras Ha'inish, Ekev, the one who's starting out with his initial Yira. He's starting out at the bottom. When you attach Emes to him, then there's Chesed LeAvraham. Then the result, in other words, when this person is Zeich, they get to Emes, that's when we say there's the whole Hamtokas Hadinim. Then Chesed comes on to this person who is Ovoi Ram, one who wants to come close to Hashem.
I think it's more from some seeing a lot of people go through a certain thing. But it seems to me that when Rebbe is all saying, it's not dafka that the dinim come from outside, you know, that you get punished. The dinim come from inside.
Rabbe Nizal brings, you're here for one chapter or for two chapters. Rabbi Nizal brings in another term, and Rabbi Moshe Zalman has this much on it, on the fact that there are many different types of menias of din that come upon a person, and Rabbi Moshe Zalman says the worst menias are menias hamoyach, the bilbulim in the brain, the lack of certainty, the confusion. That's the most difficult menias that exist. That's the most difficult dinim that come on a person, because again, seichel Tzach is an Indian of Chesed. Chesed comes from Chachma. When the Moyach is clear, that's a Bechina of Chesed. When the Moyach is confused, that's a Bechina of Gevurah's Din. That's the worst type of Din. And a person has to be Mispalel Hashem, beg Hashem, that Hashem should be mamtik all dinim from upon a person. Rabbi Elazar says one of the best zvulos for hamtokas hadinim is a person goes to the mikveh, and when he goes to the mikveh, he tries to stay down as long as he can under the water until he can't hold his breath anymore. Rabbi Elazar brings it, that's tremendous hamtokas hadinim. He quotes the pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, Hoshieni Elokim ki bo mayim ad nafesh. When is a person zeche to Hoshieni Elokim to receive a Yeshua? Yeshua is a concept of Hamtokas Adinim. When bo mayim ad nafesh, when he goes into the water ad nafesh, till he can't hold his breath anymore. Nefesh is a meaning of neshima. In other words, nefesh yisair, that concept. But Rabbi Elazar says that this is why the mitzvah of mikvah is so important. Because mikveh is hamtokas adinim. Mikveh is arboin sur. Mikveh is bina. We say hamtokas adinim is from bina. Mikveh is bina. The word mikveh is bigematria kuf nun aleph, which is the mili of ekia, which stands for bina. Kel kano shmoi, din. That's the ikra place of din. And the 40 sur also ben arboin labina. The Gemara says in Perek Yoles. When a person is zeicha to tovel in a mikvah and to keep this thought in mind, this is what can help a person very much be zeicha to clear his mind. Note that when Hashem created the world originally, what was the first state of the world? Water. The original state of the world, when kaviyachol there was the most seichel that could be, was when the world was all mayim. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah bring also that the mayim is both chachma and bina. Yud, the Yud, the letter Yud, we know always stands for Chachma, Mem is Bina. And we know that Kaviyachol, the Sphirois, are concentric circles, the center being the highest point. The Yud is Chachma, which is surrounded by Bina, the two Mems on either side. That's Mayim. Mayim is Mayim Yekusha. Halavai, we should be Zeicha to perform the mitzvah of Mikvah, if at all possible, every single day, Yekusha Betara. And b'zeicha, by keeping these things in mind when we go to the mikveh, not any deep kavonas, but we know, we believe that this tzaddik said that mikveh is hamtokas adinim, I'm going there for that reason. Halavai Hashem should remove all din from us, we should b'zeicha to see the gula shema for the whole
Israel. This is the Ben Azar Seichu, Rav Nassim Zal, that you don't have to be paralyzed with fear of the din of punishment, because if you serve Hashem with all your heart and simcha, you won't have to worry about it.
For sure. For sure. Because again, simcha is harchovas hadas. It's the opposite of din. It's the opposite of yira. Simcha is broad-mindedness.
I think you would say during your shiur, Rabbi, that if you serve Hashem, let's say like half-heartedly, and you do mitzvah, no matter how perfect you do, you're going to Gehenna. You're going to do it with simcha. Not maybe Gehenna.
But the Ikar is simcha. I once mentioned that the Pasuk says in the Teichacha, when Hashem says, I'll inflict upon you all of these curses and everything, why? Achas asher v'yavadetu as Hashem leitecho. Not period. Not because you didn't serve Hashem. Because you didn't pass as Hashem leitecho b'simcha ne'roif kael. In a state of simcha. The Sifrei Musa bring that this is how important this mitzvah of simcha is. The Teichacha didn't come because they didn't serve Hashem. Because of a lack of simcha in Avodas Hashem. The main thing is into Hashem, the simcha. Should be zeicha to that.
To remove Avodas Zorah from the world, to remove the Sikrafo, to remove the Sultan and all his forces. It's brought that this famous name of Hashem that Rabbi Zal mentioned to us many times, Hashem Tov Chafei, which is the name that's always used to strike out at the Rishonim, the words Moshiach ben David are bigematria, this name of Hashem Tav Chav Hei. The words Moshiach ben David with the Kailam are bigematria Tav Chav Hei. This is why we say Lirois Mehera b'Seferes Uzecha, the last letters of Mehera b'Seferes Uzecha are Tav Chav Hei, whose mission it will be Lahaver Gilua Menorah, to remove Lavavu Shebezecha to see it tonight as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.